If you spend any amount of time around the music scene in Charleston, West Virginia, be it at the Empty Glass, the Boulevard Tavern, or the Blue Parrot, you're bound to have come across the hip-hop act Dinosaur Groups. Welcome to my neck of the woods. You see, it's cold country. See me in the kitchen, call me the young old grumpy. He's so funky, chunky, big spoon soup. So break out your butt. Fronted by B-Rude and DJ Squeezle, Dinosaur Burps are cerebral, yet goofy and endearing, with raps that flow so quickly you might miss something deep while being distracted by your own laughter. Growing up in South Charleston, B-Rude first became interested in hip-hop as a kid, finding influence from the tapes and CDs his older brother Mike would have around their home. It didn't take long before his affinity for the genre led him to create raps of his own.
We would steal cassette tapes that had, they were the singles that had, it would have the song, the edited version, and then it would have the instrumental. And we would take, my buddy had a karaoke machine that had two tape decks on it and a microphone, and we would put a blank tape in one side, and then we would put the single tape with the instrumental on the other side and record, and we would, you know, make our own little tapes.
When one conjures media portrayals of hip-hop culture, the Kanawha Valley of West Virginia, or Appalachia, may not seem like a place that translates perfectly to that particular art form. Yet B-Rude argues that perceived cultural divisions and stereotypes of musical styles are just that, perceived.
To me, it was for everybody. It was music, you know what I'm saying? It's like, it's not, you know, it's not just for them or just for us, blah, blah, blah. You know, it's for everybody. So I don't know, nobody ever really told me I couldn't do it, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was always encouraged to do it, you know? It was never really, you can't do that because you're white or whatever, but you're from West Virginia, do what I want.
Eventually, B-Rude teamed up with Sam Harshbarger, another Charleston area MC known as Mule, to form Rabble Rousers. The group eventually added DJ Squeezle to the mix and quickly gained quite a lot of momentum around the region.
We started off, we would record stuff with our buddy Elno, and we would make little, you know, like, we would make albums where we just throw together a bunch of random songs we had and just name it whatever. And then we actually decided to record a full-length Rabble Rousers album. Recorded that, released it, and Mule passed away in 2009. And after that, me and Squeezle decided to keep making music but change the name. Big Dave got his numbers back. What? Moonlighting as a lumberjack. Yeah. Big Burly with the plumber's crack. I'm hungry and fat. Give me munchy snacks. Spaced in the head like Dave Letterman's front teeth. Rap like a blunt leaf. And the name Dinosaur Burps actually came from Mule. Me and him were driving around in the car one day and I burped really loud. And it was like a dinosaur burp. And I was like, it kind of stuck with me and I always wanted to use it for something. So we both agreed it was a good group name, and now we're Dinosaur Burps.
The group's debut full-length came in the form of 2012's Mother Nature Wants You Dead. It's heavy on pop culture references and samples by producer and beat guru Ben Cole, known in the group as Krush Dog. As for B-Rude's lyrical subject matter, it mixes in everything from a sharp sense of humor to keen observations about the struggles of life in Appalachia. Everything from unhealthy lifestyles and other issues related to poverty.
You know, I grew up hanging out in the city and in the country. I've seen a lot of stuff. I've seen a lot of the bad stuff. I've seen a lot of the good stuff. My main goal usually whenever I write a rap is to make somebody laugh or be like, oh, I know exactly what he's talking about. Or, you know, like, I don't really try to downplay my state, but I do talk about the darker side, you know, like, the underworld, you know, like, there's bad stuff that goes on, but there's also a lot of good stuff that goes on too, you know.
B-Rude says Dinosaur Burps has sometimes been described as conscious rap, a subgenre of hip-hop that focuses on creating awareness and imparting knowledge. But he also admits his inclination to weave in self-deprecating, or self-effacing rather, observations about life around him in Appalachia. There's no question, B-Root is reflecting on what he knows about the place he's from, at least part of the time.
I rap about what I know about. I also rap about stuff I don't know about, too.
Yeah. What would be an example of that?
I don't know. Sometimes I'd say big words and talk about space travel and aliens and stuff. But,
Are you saying you don't know anything about that?
Nah, man. No way. Not me.
Born in a black hole under the puncher's pressure, spewed out of the void to give the galaxy that lumpy texture. They have to hose me off once my saucer drops. The bobbing for planets in the trough of the cosmic slop. Fourth eye spying on the fifth dimension, left hand
oblivion. For Inside Appalachia, I'm Dave Mistich in Charleston, West Virginia. Spacecraft convert mass to photonic energy. Galavan around with sentient beings from elsewhere in hopes to come across some tumultuous events.